Hi, my name is Dave Reske, founder and president of Now Speed Marketing, and welcome to this edition of In the Now, where we focus on uncovering the myths and misunderstandings of marketing and leadership with some of the world's most interesting people. And my guest today is Astrid Domenico, CEO of OpFocus, a Salesforce.com consulting company, where she's responsible for strategy and management of the company's operations and many other things that we'll get into today. Before becoming CEO, she was COO, and before that, she was SVP of Corporate Strategy. Astrid, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great. Thanks again for being part of this. As you know, I like to start these conversations by smashing a myth about marketing and leadership. And so in your experience, what's something that a lot of marketers or leaders think about that's just not true?
You know, for us, one that is top of mind as we start, as we were planning for 2023, and now it's here already, was thinking about, you know, especially in response to the economy, our clients are primarily SaaS companies, and we're all watching what's happening to the big SaaS companies. And some of that is similar to the mid-market companies that we work with on a regular basis. So whether it's layoffs or contractions of some kind, we're in that mix, tumbling along with our clients. And so we think about, you know, what is our strategy to sort of ride the wave here? How can we be most useful to our clients, and how can we stay healthy? And so the question comes up, and I think this is true at certain points for a lot of companies our size, is do you go broader, or do you possibly, it sounds counterintuitive, but go more narrow? Do you focus in more on your offerings, or, you know, what your business focus is? So that's something that we have been, my leadership team has been considering for the last few months as we try to think our way through this.
So in terms of trying to grow the business or find new clients, what's best? Is it best to kind of grow broader, kind of take whatever business is out there, especially in a difficult market economy? Don't you want to take whatever new clients are out there to help yourself grow? Or do you really want to just stay narrow and go even more narrow, you know, just to keep the focus on the right areas of the business?
It's a tough one, right? So we are actually probably going to try to do both. I think, you know, what we, years ago, OpFocus has been around for 17 years now, and I'm in my 15th year. So it's been a fun ride. We started out doing any project related to Salesforce for literally any type of company. We know that a lot of companies that have Salesforce are tech companies, but many aren't. One of my favorites was a pie company that we did an implementation for. So really, we would take any type of work. And that, I think, is a very scrappy mentality for small companies, is that why would you turn away business, particularly, you know, one in the hand? Now, what is it? One in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? So, you know, that's sort of the mentality of small companies, that you take whatever you can get and you're grateful for it. And then you get to a certain point where you say, are we too broad and not deep enough? And that was a decision that we made probably 5 or 6 years ago now, that we had a consultant who specialized in IT services or tech services company. So he was very specialized. He only helped folks exactly like OpFocus. And he was the one who really insisted and pushed us on, you know, pick a pony, as it were. And we kind of met in the middle, because we said, we took a look at the market, the data that he had shared with us. And we also looked at our own history and what the team was really excited to do. And we said, how about we split the difference and focus on SaaS? And I say that because we all know it's not really a vertical. It's more of a business model, or right, SaaS is. So we did that. We did have a whole bunch of tech clients, but we said, what will happen if we put a stake in the ground and say, this is what we do? We specialize in SaaS companies. And we went even further, and we're riding sort of the RevOps, it used to be called business operations, but became very sexy in the last, say, 5-6 years. And, you know, more and more SaaS companies started to build out revenue operations. And so that right now is our specialty. And we feel like it's pretty narrow. And it has allowed us to continue to grow in the last, you know, years since we made that decision.
I was going to say, imagine that that provides a lot of benefits, right? You get really good at a few things and you get really effective and you get to know your clients well in that area. But I imagine that's really hard to make those choices, right? So how do you, but maybe let's just unpack that for a few minutes. It sounds like I can almost imagine like a three-dimensional cube where, you know, one side is the technology. You chose Salesforce. You could have chosen a lot of different technologies to focus on, but you chose Salesforce. And then another dimension is services. You chose a type of consulting work that you're doing. And then another dimension is the market, right? These SaaS companies, right? So you've kind of gone from the universe to a very small cube, part of that cube that you want to focus on. So how do you make those choices? How do you kind of look at the world and kind of narrow it down to just a few things there?
And I will add, you know, what we're thinking about doing is going even more narrow as Salesforce has continued to grow, right, and acquire companies, it feels like a universe. And what we don't want to do is just pay lip service to our expertise. We want to actually have that expertise. And so for a small company like ours, we do have to be very careful about what we where we go with that. And with so many products being released by Salesforce, you're sort of trying to guess, you know, what is going to be successful. And some of that we're responsive. We hear our clients, you know, everybody's buying this or everybody's. And so we want to support our clients and what they're buying, we want to help them with. And so some of it has been responsive, and then some of it has been just what our team is really excited about. It's no secret that Salesforce expertise is very, very hard to find. So a lot of our clients wish they had, you know, in-house teams, whether it's admins or architects or just the SMEs, subject matter experts, and they just don't. And so that has been good for us, but it's hard to find those folks. And so sometimes what we've been doing has been also dictated by the experts that we can find.
Yeah. So part of it is operational, right? Part of it's your team, part of it's your interest, what you like to do. And then part of it's the market demand. Imagine like part of it is, you know, there's a certain set of services that you have to provide to be good at doing work for your clients. You can't just do maybe just like data entry, or like, you know, maybe you're just doing configuration or maybe setting up reports. You have to do enough services to meet the needs of your clients, right? So you got to put all that together. But it's still a strategic decision process of trying to focus that. So let's talk about the pros and cons of that a little bit. So the pro is, you know, operationally, but like in the market, part of that is you can really focus and really get good and get known in the marketplace, and it helps you grow in that area, right? Can you talk more about that? Like what are the big benefits you saw when you started executing that strategic focus?
Well, I mean, I think it goes all across our whole little company. So it limits or, you know, helps guide our marketing team on what we're going to talk about in our marketing. And we just have a marketing team of three, and we've got a couple of contractors that are helping as well. But we need to prioritize, you know, what those folks are doing across various media channels. And a lot of our marketing is still creating content that we want to be meaningful to the world and our customers and prospects. And so we have to be able to focus on what we're going to write about, what we're going to talk about. So in that way, it sort of goes across all of our internal teams. The sales folks can get better at what they're talking about. And of course, delivery is the same thing. So that I think has been a big benefit, that the team doesn't want to you know, like I said, offer something that they don't feel really confident. It just allows you to sort of standardize, you know, that you're saying, okay, this is how we do things. And we know that because we've done it a number of times. And I do want to say, you know, there are, particularly in Salesforce, but in any consulting world, you know, you can go way more narrow than us. There are other folks out there that only do CPQ, which is a product that Salesforce bought and is really popular right now. Or just the marketing side. There are Salesforce consulting shops that just do that. So in a way, you know, we have a long way to go before we're super specialized. And that's, as I said at the start, you know, what we've been thinking about is do we specialize even further?
Yeah. And that is a hard thing, right? Because we're in the same thing. We do, you know, digital marketing. And so we build websites and do SEO and digital advertising. And there are firms that just do one of those things and maybe even just do a portion of that. So it is really hard. I can really relate to that to decide how specialized you want to be. But clearly there are benefits operationally. Your team gets better at it. Your sales team gets better at it. What are the downsides? Are there any downsides to being hyper-specialized like that in one market, one technology, you know, where you're really going?
I mean, yes. I mean, right now, you know, we're owning, you know, these decisions because I think there are other industries that buy Salesforce that are not being hit in the same way that the tech space is with the market right now. So, for example, what we call HLS, Health and Life Sciences, or insurance or manufacturing. There are a bunch of verticals that Salesforce serves. And also, you know, just Salesforce. We've been a Salesforce shop since day one when David Kern started this company. We've done very, very well and enjoyed it. And it's been exciting to be part of the ecosystem. But there are other CRMs out there. You know, God forbid, there are other tools out there. So I think the downside is that what about all those clients being flexible and then being too flexible? So flexible is, let me respond to the moment, which is maybe we do smaller projects or maybe we do fringe projects, you know, not necessarily in our industry. But, you know, so you sort of outweigh that with saying, okay, wait a second, now we're forgetting what we said we were doing. You know, and we really believe in that. We believe that there's huge benefit to riding this SaaS RevOps wave. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah, and you've done really well with that. Well, talk about this from a leadership perspective, because if you were going to make a change, it sounds like you have a really good niche and you're really focused there. But if you were going to make a change, what would be the process you'd have to go through to bring your team along with you to kind of get to that new place? Let's say you wanted to get involved with HubSpot, God forbid, right? Into a different technology or go into a different market. You want to go into biotech or retail or whatever. How do you go through the process as a leader of kind of bringing your team through that decision process? And then the decision process might be, no, we want to stay where we are, or yes, we want to go into a different direction. But how do you think about that as a leader?
Well, you know, UpFocus has a really strong leadership team that is comprised of some real veterans. It's not uncommon that people have been there more than 5 years or been here, some more than 10, myself, you know, in my 15th year. And so there are a lot of, there are no wallflowers in that group. And what's exciting is the ideas, you know, everybody's got their ear to the ground, but maybe from a different perspective. And so it's not hard usually to come to some consensus around what makes sense. But we do have very regular leadership meetings where people are sharing, you know, this is what I'm hearing. This feels like the right time to consider this. What about this? So I think it starts there for us is really hashing it out and trying to understand. We have a head of strategy at UpFocus. I feel very lucky. He's been with us for 7 years and is just really good at pulling out, you know, what feels like the right thing to do in the moment, and then thinking that through. So I have somebody who is really good at that way of thinking about it, and then can lay it out for the group. But that's not giving everybody else enough credit. So there are a lot of people on the team saying, you know, this an example would be ABX, something that might be near and dear to you. I don't know. Pretty popular right now, account-based everything. It came from account-based marketing, which was a methodology that I think, you know, has been around for a few years now. We heard about it a lot from, say, Forrester years ago as a methodology. And that's something that you sort of wait to see. And we've been involved in those projects, but is this going to become something, or is this just a flash in the pan? You know, is it the acronym du jour, right? And so we have a number of people who have said, I feel like this is becoming something. This is something we need to lean into. And then it becomes easier to bring the rest of the team along because it resonates, right? And then, of course, we have a number of folks at OpFocus who are heads down doing the project work, the configuration work, who might be less front lines on what's going on in the Salesforce world. But I think generally speaking, and it's such a small team that this stuff is kind of all a buzz. And so, you know, it's really about identifying stuff that people are really excited about, that we feel like, you know, we have an opportunity here to set ourselves apart. And so those are some of the conversations that we're having now. And part of that is related to how our customers want to buy, right? And how they want to be spoken to, what resonates for them in terms of solving their business problems using technology like Salesforce.
Yeah, absolutely. As a CEO, it strikes me that, you know, you have this strategic view. You have to make these big decisions and these big bets, but you also have this operational responsibility, right? You have to make the sales, the numbers, you have to make a profit. You have to make sure you're balancing employees with the clients and returning a return to your shareholders, right? So that's very difficult. So for you, is it, and in this strategic decision, you have the yeses, you know, you could say, well, do we go into this new market or this new technology or this new thing? And you have the no's, which is somebody comes to you and says, I want to do business with you, and say, no, I don't want to do business because we're focused here, which is harder for you or maybe easier for you, the yeses or the no's. Is it harder to say, no, I don't want to do business with you because you're in retail and we don't do retail, right? Or is it easier for you to say, yes, I'd rather go into this new area? How do you kind of think about that?
Wow. I mean, it also, if you had asked me this last year at this time, you know, it would be a very different answer because the last 6 months were pretty hard for OpFocus. So last year at this time, it would have been, you know, we're focused on all guns blazing, just supporting the projects that we're doing and making sure we deliver excellence the way we want to. And so it's a lot of no, because we have so many, we're invested in so many clients and projects. Now I think it's harder to say no. And it does feel, you know, temporary. It does feel like this is a very specific time, you know, and OpFocus is history for a lot of companies too, right? So it feels a little bit harder to just blaze ahead. It feels a little bit more nuanced, to your point, right? You got to have a healthy company so that you can make these take these new risks.
Yeah, and then bring your team along with those risks and make sure that you're all kind of moving in the right direction so that it's good. So, you know, as you think about like strategic planning, is this kind of a regular part of your strategic planning process, reevaluating these strategic decisions, or is this more an occasional strategic, conversation you have with your team? How do you think about it, you know, from a management standpoint? Annual planning, do we revisit all our assumptions and go forward? Or do we say, well, you know, when we have these strategic options, comes the leadership team, comes the CEO, and then we deal with them. How do you kind of think about it?
I mean, I think if it probably shakes out to about once a year, but certainly opportunities that present themselves, you know, we're paying attention. And so we're wanting to, you know, not just listen, but also set a path for our customers. Like, here, how about thinking about it like this, right? How about buying it like this? How about, so I think we want to lead the way in some areas, but in terms of making big changes, I mean, we're also just, you know, doing our day job, right? So it's also a lot of that. I would say it probably winds up being every year or so. Are we on the right path? You know, are we supporting our clients in the best way we can? And that's in a lot of ways in terms of how we're selling, what we're selling, how we're delivering it. You know, there's a number of ways. We're a RevOps shop, and we also take operations very seriously. Maybe to a fault. In terms of how much we want to operationalize everything. So I think, you know, we don't want to miss opportunities, but we also are pretty busy with other stuff. So
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let me shift gears a little bit, talk about something else that's, I find pretty interesting. In NowSpeed, we think a lot about our mission and vision. And one of the things we talk about is changing the world through the work of our clients. How do you see changing the world at OpFocus or through your personal life? How do you feel like you're accomplishing your mission, you know, through the company or, you know, what you're trying to do?
Well, I think first of all, we're trying to build a company that really values excellence. And to me, that in of itself is a virtue. It means a whole lot. You know, there's a lot there to say that you're delivering excellence, and it has to do with how you treat each other and the people that you bring on to the team, the commitments that you make to your clients, and then being able to deliver on that. Great designs, solutions that will last. You know, a lot of that stuff feels really rewarding, and especially to be able to provide that or help provide that to our team and our clients so that they feel like it's a positive experience for something that's very important to them in their own company's, you know, growth. Or in the case right now, it's really about revenue conservation, preservation, retention, whatever the word is. This is really important to people for their own company's health and team retention. There's a bunch of reasons why it feels really meaningful to do good work for our clients.
Yeah. And that excellence. Do you find that your clients really care about those kind of core values around excellence? Or do they just, at the end of the day, care about, you know, did you get the project done on time? In other words, do they kind of relate to those core values, what you're trying to do in that area? Or is it really just about getting stuff done for them?
You know, I mean, I think it's both. I think we've got, our clients are really smart folks that are cruising. You know, I mean, they, SaaS companies move really, really, really fast. And I think the expectation is that we can run together. And, you know, so sometimes it's table stakes. It's like, yeah, of course you're going to deliver excellence. That's why we hired you. I think, you know, you can relate to this. People don't become consultants because they just want to sit back and relax. They do it because the work is hard, right? And so I think our clients get that these are a group of overachievers that really like doing hard work. So I don't think we mind. I mean, we appreciate, you know, the gratitude when it's there, and we have plenty of clients who go out of their way to send us notes or tell somebody's manager, you know, all that stuff is really special. But yeah, I mean, we want to do good work for the sake of the good work, because we know obviously there's a difference, right, between good work well delivered and the alternative. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a lot of great work. So this has been a really good conversation, Astrid. Thank you very much for taking the time. I'm personally challenged with the focus that you've got. I've got a lot to think about in my own firm in that area. So thank you for taking time to share that.
Well, I'm happy to help in any way if I can help you brainstorm through that or just share my experience further at some point.
And if there are firms that are specifically SaaS firms that are looking for help with Salesforce.com, how would they get in touch?
Well, you can share my email address. You can put it right in there, or they can go to our website, of course, but I'd be very happy to take any, you know, personal outreach and take it. Yeah, email me.
Great. Thank you again for taking the time. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Take care.